we should wear masks has been a heavily debated topic throughout the entire COVID-19 pandemic. Looking forward to the next school year, some students and teachers think that masks will be long gone, while others predict that we will still be wearing them.
We interviewed staff and students at River Hill to get their opinions on masks for next year and how it affects their teaching.
We spoke with Mrs. Lancashire, Madame Ayub, Mrs. Hobbs, and Mr. McCready. The students who voiced their opinions are sophomores Pooja Swami Kumar, Lily Penn, Sienna Radar Gowda, and junior Nima Rafi.
Mrs. Lancashire, as a school nurse, what do you think about masks for next school year?
Well, I feel that at the beginning of the school year, we should be wearing them because we didn't know how COVID was going to be at the school coming all at once together. So I think that has been helpful at the beginning. But I think now we have some data that as data is going, you know, farther along in the school, we have noticed that actually there's not a lot of cases. And I believe there's enough of other activities where students are together without masks, and it has not really increased COVID at the school. The other thing about masks that I'm worried about is children that got allergies and asthma and some congestion is making their conditions a little worse, and they're actually getting sicker for a little longer. So that's another problem. But at this time, it's probably the best thing to keep wearing them, especially with the winter coming and flu season, so we can keep less sickness and not get confused that it's COVID over the flu or other illnesses that come in the winter.
With the winter season approaching, Mrs. Lancashire thinks that we should continue to wear masks to prevent confusion between COVID and illnesses like the flu and winter colds.
And do you think that we'll have to be wearing masks by the next school year? And if COVID seems to be over by then, what do you think we should do about masks?
I think the masks will be going away. I think it should be left to the individual when they're ill or their safety, and they can still wear them at school, but I think they will not be as required, but they will be allowed to be worn. And the reason I think that is because actually wearing a mask has nothing to do with the contact tracing that we do in the school. So if it's only the distance that we go by if somebody is considered a close contact of someone with COVID. So I think they will go away because we're starting to see trends where the mask is not changing the contact tracing or who do I send home. It's about the symptoms and it's about how close they were and how long they were with that person. It has nothing to do with the mask. So I think they will start getting to be gone at some point and be an individual choice, not a requirement.
Wearing masks everywhere we go has been a huge change, and students and teachers have been greatly affected by their masks throughout the school day.
Most of my students now I know, but it makes it more like, you know, am I given enough? The pronunciation is very important. Are they hearing me? Mm-hmm. So I feel I am just like kind of like screaming, or not screaming, having a high voice to make sure that they are getting the correct pronunciation, especially in a different language. That's the only thing. But I think the students got used to it, and I got used to it. So it is fine in most part.
Okay. Mrs. Hobbs, how has wearing a mask impacted your teaching, and do you think we'll be wearing them next school year?
I don't think we'll be wearing them. Hopefully all the COVID will be over with by then and everybody will be vaccinated and we'll be good to go.
Okay. How have masks affected your teaching style?
It's hard for the students to get the face expressions that I make, and it's hard to read the students how they're getting the material.
While asking students around the school, we got some interesting predictions and responses.
So do you think we'll be wearing masks next school year?
I do think so, because I think that even though a lot of people are still vaccinated, there's the Delta variant, which I don't know if the vaccine is as effective against it, and there's still a lot of deaths. and a lot of infections in America. So I think that the pandemic hasn't slowed down as much as we might have thought it would have by now.
Sophomore Lily Pang agrees that we should still be wearing masks next school year.
I think it would be good to wear masks after, just because it prevents from other types of sicknesses too.
We also asked Madame Ayoub, a French teacher at River Hill. Madame Ayoub, how do you feel about masks, and do you think we will be wearing masks next year?
That all depends on what the data will say about COVID. If it's high, then I think we should wear a mask, not only to protect ourselves, but also to protect our students and make them safe.
Although some felt strongly about their opinion on masks, uncertainty was a similarity with many responses. Everything throughout the pandemic so far has been unpredictable, and this has not changed concerning next year.
A similar answer among uncertain interviewees was that it depended on vaccination rates, boosters for the vaccine, and COVID-19 variants.
Here's what Mr. McCready had to say concerning whether we will be wearing masks by next school year.
If our numbers in Howard County continue to decrease and we don't have any new strains of this virus, then I think we'll maybe be out of masks even by the end of this academic year. Now that students aged 5 to 12 can be vaccinated, this is again a big step forward. We can get those elementary level kids vaccinated, we can get the middle school, the 6th and 7th graders vaccinated. We're moving forward, and I think that's great.
If variants spread and worsen and the number of cases increase, people are positive that we will continue to wear masks. However, if the majority of people are fully vaccinated with the booster shot, we may leave masks behind.
Obviously, we don't know whether we will be wearing masks next year, but what do students and staff at River Hill want to happen? We asked people their opinions on wearing masks and how it affects their day-to-day life.
I just wish that more people get vaccinated so that we can get our masks off and then we just really get back to the normal world.
While some people are still not used to wearing the mask, teachers like Madame Ayoub explain that she has adapted to wearing the mask.
Something everyone can agree on is that we can't wait for the pandemic to be over for good.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We hope you enjoyed.